Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is Victor Crosswaite Contreras. Victor is a professional actor seen on TV, film, and in live theater. He's an educator, and he's also a descendant of two Spanish soldiers who served in the Presidio here in San Diego, and of Native Americans locally. He is involved with the Descendants of Early San Diego, which puts on Twain Fest every year in Old Town, bringing to life stories of old California. And he's here today to talk to us about a script writing competition to bring to life stories of the historic San Diego region, including East County. Victor, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It seems like this is our yearly gathering. This is, I think, the third year in a row that you've invited me in, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's always such a pleasure. So let's get some basics first. Tell us about Twain Fest and when and where that's going to be this year.
Twain Fest is actually was originated by a theater group called Write Out Loud. Mm-hmm. And it was a celebration of authors of the 1800s. It has grown far beyond that. It's become an annual event. This year, scheduled for August 18th. Please mark that on your calendars. Okay. August 18th in Old Town State Park. And it's a celebration of the 1800s. Certainly the focus is on literature of the 1800s, but also the history of this area. We, and I say we, as I participate in an organization called the Early Descendants of San Diego. And we are an organization that is made up of people who trace their family backgrounds to people that actually lived in the San Diego region. And when I say San Diego region, I talk about all the area that used San Diego as a harbor. So Baja California, California, all the way to the Colorado River, and north, probably halfway to Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that include East County? And
absolutely, absolutely. So when I say San Diego, I'm talking about the region, not the city.
So Victor, can you tell us a little bit about your colorful ancestry in Old Town there?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be a descendant of two separate Spanish soldiers that served in the Presidio here in San Diego. One is an ancestor of my grandfather, and one's an ancestor of my grandmother. And this is not unusual, because the original Spanish soldiers all knew each other. The expedition that formed all the missions up and down the coast all came together. So they all knew each other. And as certain Spanish soldiers were left at mission and developed their lives, well, they kept in communication with their friends. Yeah. So whenever there was a celebration, a wedding, an anniversary, a birthday, they would travel sometimes days to go to that celebration.
Now, one of them was the first sheriff in Old Town, is that correct?
A couple of generations down, Philip Crosswaite, who was born in Ireland, had come to San Diego, had been part of the Mexican community when it was still under Mexico, and became the second alcalde, which was in charge of law enforcement. Consequently, being really a native English speaker, when this became part of the United States, he sided with the Americans, with the Mexican-American War, and then later became the sheriff and the new U.S. town of San Diego.
Very interesting. And these are stories that would be lost if they weren't passed on through the generations, which is really why we're here today. We're here to talk about a very fascinating writing competition. If you're a winner in it, you can earn $100 and you can have your script read aloud at Twain Fest on August 18th in Old Town State Park. So, Victor, I understand they're looking for stories bringing history to life across our region, which listeners includes East County out here. Tell us a little bit about the rules and what they're looking for.
Well, it's not by chance that we want to create an educational experience. My background is in education. I was a teacher and counselor and administrator in public schools for a long time. I'm now retired. I still am active as a performer. I am a member of the Screen Actors Guild and perform in movies, TVs, commercials, live theater. But my goal here was to tell our stories here of our local history and engage people in a lot of wonderful facts that are sometimes missed.
Now, the scripts have to be in first person, told as if you are the person talking about your life, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that when we present them in Twain Fest. We will be hiring actors to portray in costume and everything else the character. So they will be performing the monologues in character as that person. We want to incorporate not only that person's story, but information and facts about that period, be it events, clothing, culture, whatever, so it becomes an educational experience as well as telling a story.
How long should the scripts be?
We're looking for scripts to, in their reading, last between 3 and 10 minutes. So we're not talking about an epic writing, okay? We want it to be historically accurate, so this is doing a little research on the person and whatever information that is enclosed so that it becomes an entertaining as well as educational presentation.
Yeah, they are fascinating. I've seen some of these in action before. What time period specifically should the scripts be set in?
Okay, we're looking for a time period in the 1800s. Now, Old Town State Park is a little more smaller time frame than that. But for the purpose of this writing competition, we're talking about the 1800s. So it transcends the Spanish period, the Mexican period, and then the U.S.
And
period.
Again, it has to be in the San Diego region, which includes East County, Baja, you know, the entire region.
Correct.
Can you give us some examples of the winners in last year's competition? What were those about?
I was very happy to see two stories end up being selected last year. One was a story of Wyatt Earp. Many people don't realize that Wyatt Earp, being such a famous Western hero.
Yes, gunslinger in the OK Corral there.
Absolutely.
The sheriff, yeah.
And people don't realize that he spent a lot of time in San Diego. After he left Tombstone in Arizona, he came and lived in San Diego for an extended period of time and had his own business in what's now the Gaslamp District of San Diego.
Fascinating bit of history. And there was another one about a school teacher in Old Town, I understand.
One of the first school teachers when it turned over into the United States was a lady, a writer of the first script, the Wyatt Earp, was Greg McAfee, who's a local actor. And the other one was written by Deanne Turton, who's a member of the Boot Board, Boosters of Old Town, and she wrote a story about one of the first school teachers who came to San Diego and taught at the first public school, which is still in Old Town, San Diego. But of course, now it doesn't function as a school, it's part of the museum of the park.
Yeah. Amazing. What is the deadline for people to submit their scripts?
We're looking at a deadline of submission of May 31st. The scripts will be evaluated by a committee, which includes members of the Writers Project, the Playwrights Project, Write Out Loud, and the Descendants Group that will evaluate the scripts, come up with the selected winners. Then those will be announced at the annual Early Descendants of San Diego luncheon that will be held the weekend of June 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Then once those are announced, then the actors will be selected. They'll be rehearsing and preparing and then doing the presentation multiple times throughout the day on August 18th.
Very good. So again, it's a May 31st deadline, folks, to get your scripts in. And if you want to get an application or more information about that, you can visit Descendants of Early San Diego on Facebook. That's Descendants of Early San Diego on Facebook again. And you can also go to the eastcountymagazine.org website, and we'll have an article about it in our arts and music section. And now, I think the best way, listeners, to give you a real idea of what these scripts are like and what the judges are looking for is to let you hear one of the stories that's been performed in the past at Twain Fest by Victor Crosswaite Contreras. He's going to be bringing to life the famous bandito Joaquin Murrieta. Victor, can you give us a little bit of background about Joaquin Murrieta?
Joaquin Murrieta is probably the most famous of the California Bandits. And the California Bandits, we have a very romantic recall of what the California Bandits were all about and why they existed. The different California Bandits are put together in a fictitious story of Zorro. Zorro is really a fictitious character, this combination of multiple California bandits, and moved from the 1800s, which is when the California bandits actually existed, to the 1700s, so that it creates a little bit of distance between the two stories, and that's how we developed the legend of Zorro. But the actual real events where real bandits like Joaquin Murrieta, whose real stories have been taken and used in Zorro stories and used in movies and TV repeatedly, but rarely credited to California bandits.
You told me that some of the most outrageous and seemingly unbelievable scenes that you see in the movies are things that Joaquin Murrieta actually did. Can you give us just a couple of examples?
One of the things that you've seen many, many times in TV shows and movies is an isolated solo rider that's cornered on a cliff, and a posse or the Indians or a bandits or whoever are chasing him, and he's significantly outnumbered. He has nowhere to go. And he gets his horse to leap off the cliff and into a river, and he escapes.
Which no real horse, you would think, would ever do and be able
horses
to survive it.
Are good about jumping up. They do not like jumping down. It's almost impossible to get them to leap down. Yet he was able to get his horse to leap off that cliff down into a river.
That is amazing.
The posse, of course, couldn't get their horses to do the same, and so he escaped. Now, how many times have you seen something similar in movies?
Yeah.
In real life, it may have happened once or twice. Good. Maybe.
Without further ado, we would like to have Victor Crosswaite Contreras do a dramatic reading for us now, bringing to life the infamous bandito, Joaquin Murrieta.
Yo soy Joaquin. And I rode with Murrieta and his men in the mid-1800s here in California. We were soldiers of fortune, bandidos, freedom fighters. And yes, we did it for profit. We were well known in Las Californias for many reasons. Joaquin became a server of the people. Joaquin originally was in Mexico. He had been a soldier in the war between the United States and Mexico. But when Mexico she lose the war, he go back to his pueblo. Shortly thereafter in California, gold was discovered. And like many people from all around the world, he too came to California to seek his fortune. And he bring to him his family. He started a claim. But California, she have a strange new law, a law called the Foreign Miners Tax, where anybody, he did not have to be a government official, anybody could collect the tax, and you were considered a foreigner and subject to the tax if you were not a descendant of European blood and could not speak English. Strangely enough, most of the people that lived in California were considered foreigners in the own land they were born in. Anybody could come and collect the tax at any time. Joaquin, he have his claim, but he go hunting with his brother for food. He leave his wife and children in the camp. When he come home, he find his camp torn to pieces. His wife had been raped and was killed and lay dead next to his children with their heads bashed in. He knew just fighting the war against the Americanos that as a Mexican who had served as a soldier would not find justice. So he became a bandido and rode outside the law. Because of his military training, he trained his soldiers, his bandidos, in a military fashion. So they became very skilled. We became very skilled and efficient. And on any given day, you could find in the newspapers of California, Joaquin Murrieta in Los Angeles, Joaquin Murrieta in Sacramento, Joaquin Murrieta outside of San Diego. How can this be? All on the same day. The Americanos, they never realized that there was not just one Joaquin Murrieta. Joaquin had five lieutenants that also were named Joaquin. And every time they would make a robbery, they would yell out, "Yo soy Joaquin," so the people would know who they were. And the people would cover for them and lie to the law officials. They went this way, they went that way. I do not know where they are. And the lawmen could never find them. Later, we would come back and pay the people and take care of them. They knew we were taking care of them all along, so they protect us. Joaquin also established a hideout. A hideout that few people could find, even when the lawmen were closely behind our tails. Because you see, there was a waterfall in front of a cave. We would ride through the waterfall and into the cave. The lawmen following us would come to the waterfall and not know where we would go. They think we disappear. They become scared of Joaquin Murrieta and how he magically disappeared and reappeared in multiple places. They never figure out there are five lieutenants that all have men with him, as well as Joaquin. This is why Joaquin show up in more than one place on the same day. Finally, they trace Joaquin down because of one of his lieutenants. Not a Joaquin, but a man who was known as Tres Dedos, Three-Fingered Jack. Tres Dedos, they knew who he was because of his hand. He had lost a finger in a fight, so his hand tell to you who he is. Somebody, they see Tres Dedos, and they know who he is, and they set up an ambush. In the ambush, they kill all the men that are with Tres Dedos, and the Joaquin that was with him. They cut off the head of Joaquin and the hand of Tres Dedos to prove that they had found and killed these men. They take him on display up and down the coast of California, and people would line up and get in line, pay good money, boletos, to buy a way to see the head and the hand. They were on display in San Francisco when the great earthquake of San Francisco hit, and the head and the hand were lost. To this day, los Americanos, they are still in search of Joaquin Murrieta. But was that head Joaquin Murrieta? Because after all, yo también soy Joaquin.
I am also Joaquin, the translation on that last line. That's wonderful, Victor. Listeners, if you just tuned in to the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, that was a dramatic reading by Victor Crosswit Contreras, who is a member of the Descendants of Early San Diego. They are sponsoring a script writing competition to bring to life people from across our region from the 1800s in San Diego. You can win $100 and have your script performed at Twain Fest August 18th in Old Town. And you can get more information about that at the Descendants of Early San Diego Facebook page or on our website at eastcountymagazine.org in the Arts and Music section. Victor, I'm going to let you have the last word today. What else would you like our listeners to know?
Well, obviously, I'm very proud of San Diego history. And one of the things that I'm now currently doing is I'm taking stories and presentations such as you've just heard, along with lectures and discussions, to schools.
Wonderful.
And that way it becomes a theatrical experience as well as an educational experience. And I do these from universities and colleges all the way to elementary schools. As a matter of fact, I was graciously brought in to UCSD to do an hour presentation. And the question and answers made the discussion go for 2 hours.
Wow.
Because it can be very engaging.
I can see why. You're a fascinating person. If someone out there has a school maybe and they're interested in having you come speak, how can they get in touch with you?
They can certainly contact me through the Descendants webpage that you mentioned.
Descendants of Early San Diego on Facebook.
Descendants of Early San Diego, and they'll have information as how to contact me directly. I do work with schools directly in helping them raise funds to pay for these kinds of presentations, because being a former educator myself, I realize they're overloaded.
Yes.
And so I'm willing to, some schools have it in their budgets for to bring in presentations like that, great. If not, then I'll work with the schools and help them solicit from social organizations, the Kiwanis, Rotary, whatever, in their area to help them sponsor this kind of presentation coming back to the schools. So I'm extremely sensitive at the budget issues in education.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much, Victor, for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.